the wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
We can expect a quokka selfie from Chris Hemsworth soon as he and his family hit Rottnest Island yesterday as part of a whirlwind tour of our state. Last week he was joined by Matt Damon and his family as they went to Carnarvon and a few other spots around WA, but Damon has reportedly gone back over east to the Byron Bay home they hide out whilst down under, and Hemsworth has gone on to see the quokkas.
Hugh Jackman is headed back to Broadway to star in a 2020 revival of The Music Man. He first played the title role in 1983 when he attended Knox Grammar School in Sydney and is excited to reprise the role of Harold Hill, a con man who fools a town into thinking that they can form a brass band. And then, love gets in the way.
Heading for the dance of the armory, liberty men and scarlet women and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh,
right here in River City. With a capital to D, and that stands for pool. We surely got trouble. Right here in River City.
All right, wrap it up.
Had enough.
Yeah, that's great, though. I love a bit of Hugh Jackman doing some singing and dancing.
Yeah, I know you do.
There's a lot of trouble for some big names in Tinseltown, Gunners, after details emerge that they have bribed their kids' way into major Ivy League colleges by paying big bucks. The FBI are investigating codename Varsity Blues, a $25 million fraud scheme involving fake test scores and preferential treatment allegedly sold by a man named as Rick Singer. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman have both been taken into custody to face the charges for buying their kids' way into college.
Yeah, now this comes on the back of Lori Loughlin's daughter Jade exposing her father's own sham college degree last week in an online interview.
He has a really crazy story in college. He like built his whole entire brand and he wasn't actually like ever, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, sorry dad, but he wasn't ever like enrolled in college, but he like faked his way through it. And,
oh wow.
Yeah, so, and then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought were going to college.
What?
That's like such a different time, but
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but it's okay.
You so weren't supposed to say that, you twit.
You just blew the whistle on your own father. Oh my gosh. Those Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper rumors just keep circulating, with a tabloid reporting that she's pregnant with his baby now. I mean, come on. Gaga took to social media to dispute the outrageous claim, saying, rumors I'm pregnant? Yeah, I'm pregnant with hashtag LG6.
What's hashtag LG6?
Of course, she's referring to her sixth studio album, which is Lady Gaga 6, which got fans even more excited than the prospect of a Gaga Cooper baby.
And in celebration of the Beatles' Abbey Road's 50th anniversary, Cram from Spider Bay, Mark Wilson from Jet, Davey Lane from UMI, and Darren Middleton from Powderfinger will lovingly bring the Beatles' most audacious creation to life on stage, perform the album Abbey Road in full from start to finish. They'll be joined by special guests including Linda Bull and James Fleming.
That sounds amazing.
And they're bringing the show to Perth. Perth Concert Hall, August 11th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
That would be one fantastic concert to see.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.